Minnesota is a national leader in hunting for endocrine disruptors in its lakes and rivers. There, researcher Mark Foray with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has found them nearly everywhere he's looked.
I find it disquieting that we're finding these chemicals commonplace in our aquatic environment that seem to reflect very clearly this footprint of society. Whatever we use in terms of pharmaceuticals and chemicals in the environment, we pretty much see that in our aquatic environment as well.
Endocrine disruptors include drugs that pass through wastewater treatment plants or chemicals in urban, industrial, or agricultural runoff. They're in plastics, shampoos, even mattresses. Scientists say they could be harming fish and wildlife and might explain increases in human diseases like cancer, infertility, and obesity. But this science is young and the risks are still unclear. Wisconsin isn't doing anything on the same scale as Minnesota. The Department of Natural Resources deals with these chemicals through programs like fish consumption advisories, but it has no coordinated approach. The DNR says it's waiting for guidance from the federal government, which has been criticized for being slow to act. Melissa Malott of Clean Wisconsin says the state should be doing more.
If federal government's not doing its job, the state still has a job to do in protecting its own citizens. Because so many of these chemicals are linked to so many different types of cancers, that seems like it should be a high priority.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Kate Golden.